Typically, when thinking of the KKK, it conjures up visions of hate, such as men wearing white sheets, cone hats, and burning crosses. But not this time. Straight Up Urban Voices singer Kaya Carter takes us on a musical journey that gives a 21st century twist on KKK. The young and exuberant Ku Klux Klan was formed in early 2010. They're a local D.C. area musical group, and they have nothing to do with the original KKK or Ku Klux Klan. So what's with the name KKK, and how did that come about?
It came up as a joke, and it's actually pretty funny, so we ran with it and just didn't care too much about, like, naysayers, like, afterwards once it started getting more hype, because the people who would complain about it probably wouldn't listen to our music.
That's Suri Yu. He's one of the founding members of Ku Klux Klan. He and the other six members also perform as solo artists. So why did y'all pick such a controversial name?
Like, we're black. So we clearly don't have any, you know, any ties to the actual Ku Klux Klan. So we found it funny because if you see me being one of the darkest people you know, repping Ku Klux Klan, kind of comical. So
have you caught any slack using the name?
Yeah, of course, but we don't really mind it that much. Like, we used to, we kind of still do when people, you know, tell us that it's not that bad. Like, break it down, like, the actual, if you want to get down to the derivative of the word, it doesn't even mean, you know, anything racist, but it's just the fact that it's associated with the terrorist group that catches flack. But we don't make anything close to, you know, supremacy or any of that cowardice stuff.
Something else that sets them apart from the racist group is that people often call them Ku Klux, not KKK. Avion Andromeda and Matt Vista started the collective for Suri Yu. Later came Armel, then Crash Prez, Louis J's, and CJ the Genesis. All are close friends, and they have been since before they started working together. Some of the rappers who inspire them are Kanye West, Wale, and Busta Rhymes. What's the message you want people to get from your music?
It's not, like, a big message that I'm trying to get out, like, a life-changing message. I just want to provide people with, like, the soundtrack for, you know, like, a cool life, like, for skaters. And I just want to make music for people like me that don't have the same talent as I do.
Armel is one of the main producers for the collective. He sees Ku Klux as a stepping stone for his future endeavors in the fashion and interior design industries, while Suri Yu is hoping to continue making music for a living. So, Suri Yu, can you explain your process for putting your music together?
Music making process, it's just, you have a plan with something or whatever you want to convey, you find a sound for it, write to it, do what you need to do, make, to get your thought out, to get your vision out, etc. That's pretty much it for me. You know, and then augmenting it further afterwards.
Armel says he samples songs a lot and lets the sample set the mood for his lyrics.
I just sampled a Babyface song, the There She Goes. In the chorus, he's talking about a girl. So, like, as soon as I made the beat, you can hear, like, the undertones lying within the sample. And it's just like, the mood just says, oh, you need to talk about a girl. She's truly a gift, the way she moves in the gym. And her sexy voice, you can hear it within a zip. As I look at her lips, I'm wishing she would exist. Be on my computer screen, you know what I mean. But
Suri Yu writes daily as part of his music-making process. He wants his work to be thought-provoking and appealing to emotions. Will you freestyle?
Yes. I shall. What's the word?
Heaven.
Heaven's angels, with these tears from being strangled by the pressures of sin, presented in these worlds, like stuff with these girls and etc. Better than my veteran competitors, cook them like Zatarans and Cheddars, or any other ingredient. The median is me, Steven, in the middle, where the heathens and the demons is, bringing it full circle with the angels.
Ku Klux plays at Everlasting Life Cafe and other venues in D.C., including Bohemian Caverns and Live Nightclub. Kaya Carter, Straight Up Urban Voice.